And now, Jalen and Jacoby.
We're the Pop Patrol. Head to the dirt.
Gotta give us what we want. Gotta give us what we need.
Worry about my posse getting jumped. Cause if we ever do, yo TB, pop the trunk.
Cause we make a pop the trunk and hit the switch.
Now act stupid, I'll pop the trunk. Now give me your boom.
He is Jalen Anthony Rowe.
What up, Dope?
I'm David Jacoby.
And on the cool check-in. Center stage on the mic.
Give the people what they want.
And we're putting it on wax. It's the new style.
Reggie, hit the break.
Let's start the show. Reggie, seriously. Give a guy a couple of days off.
Yeah, where'd Brad go? Where's Bradford?
Give a guy a couple of days off.
If the people wanted football, they got football last night. There was an actual NFL game, and let's be honest, it was pretty boring. The Packers defense kind of dominated. They pressured Mitchell Trubisky 17 times. The Bears only scored 3 points in the entire contest. Jalen, what did you think of this game last night?
My initial thoughts is the Lions might have a chance to win the division. In all seriousness, that was not what I was thinking. It was opening weekend. And for those that have not been paying attention, as football has evolved over the past few decades, the importance of the preseason has become minimized to the point where we have a Kyler Murray that's 5'9", the first guy at his height getting drafted number one overall. He has a coach that's a first-time NFL head coach who didn't do so well in college that's instituting a new offense. And they don't think that the preseason is important enough for them to run their plays. So for the Green Bay Packers and the Chicago Bears, I told you yesterday, I'm looking at money-making Mitch. Last year, 24 touchdowns, 12 interceptions. Last night, game-deciding interception late. The Bears struggle when he passes over 35 times. That has become a trend. So, yes, you want to give the Packers defense a lot of credit. The people they picked up at free agency had an impact. Last couple of draft picks had an impact on their defense. Aaron Rodgers was pedestrian. But I'm looking at Mitchell Trubisky. That's the thing that stands out to me from yesterday's game. Is this a trend? Can this guy make the leap to be a franchise-level quarterback or not?
Well, a lot of people were focused on Trubisky's poor performance, and we got some sound about that after the game. Let's listen.
I definitely feel like I let a lot of my teammates down and the fans down but with the way I played, and I definitely felt like I could have done better.
We wanted to make Mitch play quarterback. We knew they had a lot of weapons. We knew they were dangerous. We knew all of those things, but we knew if we could make Mitch play quarterback that we'll have a chance. And plus, we got some new toys up front, too, who did their job up front, and it looked good. So they did their thing.
We knew if we could make Mitch play quarterback that we would have a chance. That sounds disrespectful. Am I misreading this?
He alluded to my point. When he throws over 35 times, the Bears have struggled in his early career. They didn't want him to be able to be a guy that was able to hand the ball off or the defense continue to score points for them. They wanted the offense to have to drive and make plays and convert and put the ball in the end zone. And how many times did the Bears do that in yesterday's game?
Exactly zero times. The Bears did score 3 points, something that Chicago fans know is very important, as their friend Cody Parkey will show you. But watch the reaction after this made field goal to give the Bears a 3-0 lead. Soldier Field went absolutely bonkers just because of a made field goal. Did you enjoy that moment as much as I did?
I did, but I want to have a teaching point that's really crucial. So
what's that?
For the Chicago Bears, there's always a time when a team doesn't have expectations, amasses talent, get expectations, and now there's a pressure to not only live up to those expectations, but exceed them. Their head coach, Matt Nagy, in his post-game interview, he was really disgusted about the offense only scoring 3 points. But there's a fine line between being disappointed and feeling like they've arrived. And for those that have been paying attention, they haven't just yet. Mm-mm. So I just want to make sure that everybody's managing the fact that let's not overinflate what we feel like last year meant to this team. They brought on Khalil Mack. They're going to have an elite defense. We know that.
Yep, one of the best in the
league. We still need to see if they're going to have a consistent run game. We got to see what's going to happen with their wide receivers. We still need to know if Trubisky is going to be a franchise-level quarterback. So in the first quarter, it was cute to cheer sarcastically when the field goal kicker made the kick because that cost you the game last year. But who would have known that'd be the only points they'd score?
I know. I really didn't think that would be the only points that would be scored. Jalen, I have a serious question for you. Did last night's poor performance by both offenses give you a little hope for your Detroit Lions?
I'm trying to tell you. Here's what's going to happen.
What's going to happen?
The Lions are going to come out look really good this weekend. Matthew Stafford going to turn around and hand the ball to Kerryon Johnson 25 to 30 times. He's going to rush for like 135 yards. He's going to catch for like 50 out of the backfield and score 2 touchdowns. And then people are going to be like, you know what? The Lions could win the division. I see this every year from my hometown team.
Mm-hmm. Week one, it's great to be a Lions fan. Now it is time for a character we have on the show called General Manager Jalen. It's GM Jalen time. GM Jalen, we need you for this one. Yesterday, there were reports of a skirmish, a kerfluffle, a little mix-up, a hold-me-back moment between star receiver for the Raiders, Antonio Brown, and GM Mike Mayock. This comes in the wake of Antonio Brown posting the letter that Mayock sent him with the fines on it. Now the word is that the Raiders plan on suspending Antonio Brown. GM Jalen, what is more important if you are Mayock? Do you suspend him? Do you send a message about discipline and behavior to your team? Or do you need to win and you want to put your star receiver out there?
This is easy, fam. I'm suspending him. And in boxing, they have weight classes. Mm-hmm. I would think that Mike Mayock is probably 25 or 30 years older than Antonio Brown. So I don't see that necessarily being a fair fight for a guy that's professionally playing in the NFL that's in the kind of shape that he is, that just wants to go and possibly physically assault the team general manager that just cut a check and gave him $30 million potential guaranteed dollars. I suspend him. Game one. Here's why. Now I finally get the leverage back. You know, all summer, he's had all of the leverage, right?
Yep.
You remember, he was going to go to Miami. We stepped up and we paid him. Regardless of what was going back and forth with Pittsburgh, is it Ben's fault? Is it Mike Tomlin's fault? All right, now we bring him on. The frostbite issue is what it was. The helmet issue, we know about that. Now, all of a sudden, you're not practicing. Now, all of a sudden, you're missing walkthroughs. You're posting professional content that the team has sent you on social media for a $50,000+ fine. You have all of the power. But guess what I have? The fine print of the contract. And GM Jalen sees that if he's not present for week one, I can void potentially the remaining guarantees of his contract. And so, yes, you see him wearing a Raiders jersey and a helmet a little bit in the preseason. I paid him a grand total of $0 so far. So I'm going to suspend him for week one. So now I get the power back. And if something happens in the future that we can't see eye to eye, oh, then I get from under that money easily. No question about it.
Well,
Mike Mayock of the Raiders and Antonio Brown's agent, Drew Rosenhaus, both had something to say about this issue. Let's listen to those two.
Okay, short and sweet. Antonio Brown's not in the building today. He won't be practicing. I don't have any more information for you right now. And when I have some and it becomes appropriate, you guys will all get it. I promise you. But that's it for today.
Antonio right now is working very hard to get everything resolved with the team without a suspension, hopefully being able to come back, practice, and play as soon as possible. Antonio is looking forward to putting all of this stuff behind him. He wants to play football. He wants to play football for the Raiders. Right now, we want him to have a good relationship with John Gruden, Mike Mayock, his teammates, play football, be the best football player that he can possibly be.
In addition to those comments, our colleague Josina Anderson is also reporting that there was some very pointed language and insults used from Antonio Brown towards Mayock. Jalen, could this escalate and lead to the end of a relationship between Brown and the Raiders?
So here's what just happened. Again, let's play poker for the team that's going to be in Vegas next season. Mm-hmm. Antonio had all of the offseason leverage. When GM Jalen suspends him for game one, I now have the leverage because I can then void the remaining money that he's guaranteed the next couple of years if he don't show up for week one being suspended. So now, yes, I would definitely make sure I do that.
Jalen, this is all very interesting. Do you think he will actually play football for the Raiders this season?
My take is going to be something that's therapeutic. I always pay attention to scenarios like this, and I look deeper into the box score. Drew Rosenhaus is doing an amazing job representing the best interests of his client. And in turn, he's going to eventually get 3% if Antonio Brown does get whatever shares of this money. But the problem here, Jacoby, is the agent is talking, not the player. That's the true issue. All of the things that Drew's saying, you would love to hear Antonio say.
Mm-hmm.
And so whether I suspend him or not, if he's not saying that, that allows me to go further with acknowledging that I need to suspend him so that now I can put myself in position to get from under the money in the future.
Yep. Jalen, it's time to give the people what they want. Football's back, everybody. And there's just some things that go along with football season that I love so much. Some of the sights and sounds and smells. Someone who played football, the smell of the grass, the crisp of the fall air, the smell of buffalo wings, just some hot wings and beer. I love football so much. And there's also an iconic image that goes right along with football, and that is the Goodyear blimp. For 60 years, the Goodyear blimp has fueled greatness on the gridiron by providing aerial coverage of some of the most legendary moments in college football history. When the Goodyear blimp rises above a stadium, it inspires players to reach higher and rise to the challenge of the game's biggest moments. And now it's your turn to go further with Goodyear. Discover tires made to rise above the rest. Learn more at Goodyear.com. Goodyear, more driven. The seasons are changing. Get yourself some new tires. Get yourself some Goodyear tires. Jalen Rose, Ezekiel Elliott is paid. Ezekiel Elliott's going to play for the Cowboys this weekend as they take on the Giants. And not only did he get a $90 million contract from Jerry Jones, he also got a little gift. Jerry Jones gave him a Zeke Who t-shirt. Everyone's laughing now because they made a deal. But do you think this negotiation, this holdout, could leave residual hard feelings between Ezekiel Elliott and the franchise?
I think that relationship will continue to thrive.
Mm.
He's going to be happy being a member of the Cowboys. He's going to be a terrific running back for the team. Let's see if they can go ahead and get Dak and Amari signed. But the underbelly of what took place, I don't want to go over people's heads. Basically, what Jerry Jones just did is one of the things why players now, in particular in the NBA and the NFL, are trying to make sure that we stop using the term owners. Because what he basically did was, I'm big bank, he's little bank. Eventually, not only are we going to agree to a deal, but I'm going to show everybody that what I said about Zeke Who, I'm still the power player. Remember when Zeke was upset about it? Hey, y'all, now look at this picture. I got him holding the shirt with his $50 million in guarantee. So I win. So that's really what took place in this scenario, in my opinion.
That's an astute observation, Mr. Rose. One of the things that I look forward to observing this weekend is the matchup between the Rams and the Panthers. What will we see from Cam Newton? What will we see from Todd Gurley, who had some knee problems at the end of last season? When asked about Gurley's effectiveness and availability this weekend, here's what Sean McVay had to say.
I think there's a curiosity of an excitement and anticipation on just getting a chance to play, you know, real football and kind of, you know, rolled out there and see how we look. I think the guys are excited, but I'm excited to see Todd Gurley, continue to do his thing. And he looks good, he's feeling good, and we're looking forward to Sunday.
Jalen, do you expect to see the Todd Gurley from the beginning of last season or the end of last season in week one?
What kind of football did Sean McVay say he can't wait to play?
Real football.
Exactly. The preseason is getting less and less important by the year. September has now become the new preseason or exhibition. I'm worried about Todd Gurley long term. And fantasy owners are as well. Because if he was as healthy as he was for the majority of last year, he wouldn't have failed in drafts. So people saw the trend take place. They saw Anderson get carries late, even in the Super Bowl, for a team that ultimately got beat down by the New England Patriots. So now you understand that they're going to be managing his load the entire way because his knee issue has shown to be severe. So hopefully he can go back and being a really productive, one of the top backs in the game type of player, because that's what they're going to need if the Rams plan to win the NFC clearly.
It is now time for Statue News. Jalen Rose loves a lot of things. One of those things is statues. Statues are very important to Mr. Rose, and we have a statue update. One of the most statued arenas is the Staples Center. There's about 10 statues out there, and there is now going to be rumors of a planned Lisa Leslie statue that would make her the first female to have a statue outside of the Staples Center. Jalen, where do you think they should put it? What do you think it should look like? Senior statue analyst, Jalen Rose.
I think that's really awesome. And for us being around the same ages and playing in the same era, she has always been a groundbreaking player in women's basketball. Whether you look at what she was able to accomplish on the floor with the championships and the gold medals. Also, you just showed her first dunk. And she's always handled herself with elegance and class. Mm-hmm. This is what has now allowed us to celebrate and truly appreciate her. So I think this is an amazing honor for her to go outside of Staples Center. I think the illustration of her should be dunking, because she was the first one in the WNBA game to do so.
So, senior statue analyst Jalen Rose, while I have you, I'd like to discuss another female athlete that deserves a statue. Serena Williams will be in the U.S. Open final over the weekend. And if she wins, she will tie Margaret Court for 24 Grand Slam titles. 24 Grand Slam titles. Serena Williams is deserving of a statue right now while she still is playing. Senior statue analyst Jalen Rose, where should her statue be and what should it look like?
Oh, this is easy. Another woman who handles herself with grace. Shout to Queen Latifah. Mm-hmm. Appreciate the love and the ESPN 40-year tribute.
Shout out.
I believe that her statue should be of her incredible serve that gets up to 120-plus miles an hour at times. How about that? Okay.
I like it.
And the location should be at the most prestigious place that they play tennis in the United States of America, in front of the U.S. Open.
Sure.
That's where it should be.
Yep. The Jalen and Jacoby podcast is presented by Goodyear. Drive always discovers possibilities. Goodyear, more driven. Jalen Rose, week one of the NFL is finally here, and no one articulates the excitement and passion that we have for this momentous occasion better than Bill Belichick.
Yeah, I like football. I like football season and all the things that go with it.
Yeah, I like football. I like football season and all the things that go with it. One of the things that goes with it is Jalen Rose previewing the weekend full of action, not just in the NFL, but all over the world of sports. We have a lot to go through, so we're going to put 30 seconds on the clock for each event. Are you ready, Mr. Rose?
Let's get it.
First, you texted us this morning and said that you wanted to talk about the Chiefs and the Jaguars. Why were you so fired up for this game, Mr. Rose?
Where my homies?
Where they at?
Mr. League on fire. First year as a starting quarterback. Dual threat with 50 touchdowns. But his worst game of the year was against the Jacksonville Jaguars. Jalen Ramsey's looking to get a big deal. He's going to get a pick in this game. The Jacksonville Jaguars are going to win at home.
Wow. Big upset prediction from Jalen Rose. That's exciting. Next, I'm fired up to watch the Titans and the Browns. I really want to see what Baker Mayfield and Odell Beckham Jr. and this new-look Browns offense can do. What do you expect to see in this game?
The Browns have heightened expectations, and rightfully so. Let's see if Baker Mayfield can start to resemble a franchise quarterback. Still have Jarvis Landry. You bring in Odell Beckham Jr., who is really explosive, one of the best in the game. Let's see if they turn it into a track meet at Cleveland versus the Titans when they win by 14.
Jalen, you will probably be one of the only people I know watching this game, the Cardinals and the Lions. Can Kyler Murray and the air raid offense take out the Lions?
No. Not going to be able to do it. We get a rookie in his first game, and they're learning the new system. Yeah, those two people know it, him and Kingsbury, but everybody else is learning it for the first time pretty much. I'm going with the Lions. Kerryon Johnson, 135 yards rushing, 50 yards catching out of the backfield, 2 touchdowns.
Team USA is out of the group stage. In the second round, they take on Greece and Giannis. Can Giannis beat Team USA on Saturday morning?
Oh, nah. They just struggled recently when he wasn't able to get layups and dunks in this tournament. Team USA is going to do a great job of bottling up the Greek freak. I'm going to wake up early and watch Team USA win this game by at least 15.
Finally, the Michigan Wolverines take on Army over the weekend. Will the Wolverines get the win?
Salute to the Army. My brother served approximately 10 years, but Michigan going to beat the brakes off of them. Wolverines by 21.
Wolverines by 21. Oh, God, I cannot wait for our show on Monday after the Wolverines lose to Army. I'm about to air you out right now, Jalen Rose. We have a colleague called Nicholas Tuts, King Tuts. And you sent him and Kayla to buy the entire staff Popeye's spicy chicken sandwiches. A very nice thing of you to do, right? So they went there to the Popeye's, came back with like 30 chicken sandwiches, right? And you sent them to go get it. They paid for it. This was 2 weeks ago, and you have not paid them back. I suggested that he enlist the services of Curtis Jackson to get his money back from you. What do you have to say about not paying back your colleagues that you sent to Popeye's Chicken, that they spent over $100 on chicken, and you took all the credit for delivering the chicken, but you didn't pay for the chicken?
Well, it isn't about the credit, because food is a labor of love in my life. And anytime that I frequent places, whether professionally or personally, food always becomes a part of the dynamic. Because
you're
that's
the
one
question.
Of my labors of love.
You're ducking the question.
Trying to make sure everybody get a chance to eat good. So the bottom line is this.
You owe Tuts some money.
The last 7 to 10 days, I've been in front of Tuts a grand total of one time.
You didn't pay him.
When I see him again on Monday, the $330 he will get.
Absolutely. $330 worth
but
of chicken.
But the bigger question. So hold on. No, we got it. So this is a life skill that I want all of the listeners to pay attention to. I, Jalen Rose, out of the kindness of my heart, have spent my time, energy, and money 100 times is the number I'm going to put out there.
Okay.
To try to make sure I get a chance to feed others. The person that's trying to air me out has done it a grand total of how many times?
0 times. You know what else I haven't done? I haven't sent someone to go get chicken and not paid them back either. I've done that 0 times too.
Well, they're adults and they ate it, number one. Number two, you are telling part of the story. Kayla was ordering it via her Uber app with my credit card. It got canceled twice because of the Popeye's chicken craze. They would not allow her to do that many, or for whatever reason. I was in the studio doing a show with you. I did not realize that they left to go get the food physically. So when I came out of the studio, they were coming back with the food. And Ben Tuss told me, oh, by the way, yeah, $330. I was like, done deal, got you. Mm-hmm. And of course, I got him. But here's the, what does that got to do with you? I'm trying to figure that part out.
Show's called Jalen and Jacoby, right? Jalen Rose owes one of our colleagues money. So I just feel like we need to talk about it. You know, we need to take people behind the curtain on who you really are. Yeah, you will buy us food often, more than anybody else I've ever worked with. But you will also just not pay back your colleagues.
There's no but
that
after
way less than you. I'm going to tell 50 Cent. That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to tell 50 Cent. If you don't pay him on Monday, I'm telling 50 Cent.
Here's the life skill I want everybody to pay attention to. There shouldn't be a but at all. I'm actually trying to set a trend for my colleagues who for the last 10 years ain't caught the memo and ain't nobody else even considered doing it once.
No, I'm not doing that.
Nope.
Thank you so much for tuning in to Jalen and Jacoby this Friday afternoon. Enjoy your weekend.
You.
We'll be back on Monday.
Thank you.
Full week of shows next week.
Thank you.
Why is that, Kerry?
We're not done. We're not done. We're not done.
Got to give the people
my little guys. I love them.
All I care about is my nipples. Seriously.